B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and it's time for our birthday club. We want to make your birthday a little special each year. And so we want you to join the B104 birthday club. That way you can get your happy birthday on your birthday and be entered in a drawing on Fridays. This week, it's for a Columbia Street Mercantile certificate. Next week could be something different. You never know. Anyway, want to say a happy birthday to... Oh, no, wait. I have to sing this song. Hold on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Tabitha Thomas of Bonterre.
Happy birthday to you. Have a great one. Lots of love. Bye.
Happy birthday, Tabitha. She signed up for the B104 Birthday Club, and so today she gets the shout-out. So there you go. That's all there is to it. We just tell you happy birthday and give you a prize. If you want to sign up for the B104 Birthday Club, head over to B104FM.com and click on that Birthday Club banner. Guess what time it is now?
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already...
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time for some action this morning. B104.3 and Coffee with Kane. Kicking off, and Mr. Kane is not available today. I almost called Dave Cater, but then I thought, you know who I haven't talked to in a long time on Coffee with Kane? I have not talked to Baby Girl. What's up, Baby Girl?
Hello, party people.
That's nice.
That was like my mix of Gru from Despicable Me and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know what happened.
Party people. Oh, it's the party people.
Party people.
And then Gru? I don't know how to do Gru. Ah! Anyway, good morning, baby girl. Okay, so if you're new...
Hi.
Good morning. So if you're new to the show or you have never heard Baby Girl on Coffee with Kane or on the show with me before, I do not call her by her real name because, number one, she deserves her privacy. And number two, her job is one that... You serve people. How about that? I'm just going to say it like that. And you should not be identifiable by your name on the radio. How about that? I can't even think of a good way to say it.
Sounds like I'm a spy. Sounds like I'm way cooler than I actually am.
I don't know. I think you're pretty cool. I don't know if you're as spy-esque as your twin brother. He is very...
How dare you?
Oh, sorry. He's very below...
I could be a
spy? Oh. You? A spy. No, he's like super below the radar. Like, almost...
Yeah. Do you think someday he'll just go off the grid?
If he could make a living and do that, I think he would. He likes money. So,
I mean, who doesn't?
Exactly. I mean, and what do I say? What do I say? Money buys you
stuff.
Choices. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I've told you that.
We don't talk about money.
No, we don't really talk about money that much. But I've always said money doesn't buy happiness, money buys you
choices.
Yeah. You can choose the things you want if you have money. It doesn't mean you can't choose if you don't have money. It just means that you can choose not to be unhappy about not having money. So anyway, all right.
Listen, I didn't come on here for a lecture, okay?
Sorry. I was fixing to say enough with my philosophizing. Sorry. And parenting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was inspired. Here's the thing. Your brother is not available today either. Not really. I mean, he kind of could be.
Feels like I might be the last resort, and that kind of hurts my feelings.
No. You're not the last resort. You're never my last resort. You're a very busy person, and you have a very serious job. And so I try not to take you away from your job if I can help it. And so not that your father isn't a serious person. I mean, Mr. Kane is a pastor, but he sets his own hours. So let's be honest here.
Oh, that's true.
And your brother owns his own business, so he definitely sets his own hours, which means up at noon and eat. I hope he's not listening. Anyway, all right.
He might be.
Yeah, I know. Because he's with your father. That's the problem. I hope that they're not listening. They might be, though. I'm going to get in trouble. Your Grammy probably is listening. She likes to listen.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
She likes to listen to Coffee with Kane. Anyway, she's going to be down here in June or late May. I wonder if I can get her on Coffee with Kane. That would be hilarious.
That would be really fun.
She's so funny. Although she does a lot of little, you know, talk under her breath. So she likes to say things where, you know, she thinks you're not listening and you actually are. So we never know. We might.
And she's funny.
She is funny. Anyway. All right. So I was inspired by a story I saw that's a new health hack. And you can be honest. Just don't use any curse words. But you can be honest about how you feel about this health hack. And I feel like the logic is solid, but I don't know. So I'm throwing it at a Gen Z to
okay. Oh,
Grammy is listening. She just messaged me. Say hi to your grandmother.
Hi, Grammy.
Okay. Anyway, so you feed your dog a big pile of the same slop every day. And they're in pretty good shape. I mean, they get pretty good cardio. Although your dog is a puppy and has been dining on shoes and dresser drawers lately. So, but here's the thing. TikTok's new health hack is eating human, quote, dog food. It's not really dog food. It just looks like dog food. I cannot subscribe to this. Maybe.
Dude, I have so many questions.
Okay.
What? Where?
Okay, so this guy shares his...
So it's like kibble?
I guess. He shared his meal prep hack where he basically just minces a bunch of vegetables, chops up tofu and chicken, adds rice, cooks it all, mixes it together, eats it in a bowl for every meal. Am I wrong, or does this not sound like something your brother would do?
No,
He makes
that sounds like prison food to me.
Oh, listen, he makes that thing he calls slop that is basically just a bunch of food chopped up and cooked and thrown together. And he'll eat it for like a week.
Let's be real, Mom. Your husband would do the same thing.
You're right. Mr. Kane would do that.
I think mine probably would, too, now that I think about it.
Oh, maybe
it's just... It's meant for the men. It's convenience.
Okay, it's stir fry with a lot of ingredients, but it's chopped up so small that it looks like something that dogs would eat. You know, they do that dog food in that healthy dog food that's in the tubes.
Yeah, the farmer's dog.
Yes, that.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, that. And I don't know. People are calling it human dog food or human kibble. You said it. Human kibble. It's supposed to make... meal planning easy, and then you know that you're eating healthy, but nutrition experts say there are downsides. So you want to know the downsides to this?
Everything.
That's because you and I tend to be food snobs, because we like things. We like the presentation. Well, and the boy does too. Your brother does too. He likes the presentation.
Well, but what about variety?
That is the thing. You'll get bored. That was the number one thing that nutrition experts said. You'll get bored and you won't stick with it. Plus, it sort of strips the joy out of eating. I don't like my food all mixed together. I don't.
I want endorphins for my food.
Thank you. Yes. I want the joy of that little bit of balsamic vinegar reduction off to the side of the meat that I can just, you know, or, you know, I like my carb laid out so that the meat overlaps it and it's this beautiful picture. I need that joy. And then the other thing was they said something about nutrient gaps. So even though it's full of good stuff, it's the same stuff every day. And the mix you go with might not have all the vitamins and minerals you need. So
yeah,
it's,
you know, I was just thinking, you are so extra because my food is not fancily plated. Listen, it's getting slopped on the plate and I'm eating it as fast as possible.
You've eaten at my house though. You know that I like the presentation. I like to plate the food so it looks like you're in a restaurant. Just looks so pretty.
Too much effort.
No, it's not too much effort.
I'm busy.
How about this? My love language to the people I love is food. I love to present you with something you will enjoy and you will say, oh, that was really good. What is your favorite meal that I make?
I have a couple.
You have a couple?
I mean, yeah. I like the chicken pasta that you make, even though nobody else likes it anymore.
Oh, wait, with the tomato sauce?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
still like that.
I think everyone's burnt out, but I like it.
The next time you come over, I'll make that for you. Okay, what else?
And as Paul calls it, bangers and mash. Sausage, potato, and apple.
Oh, bangers and mash, yeah.
But that's not plated.
No, but I do like for it to look presentable. I don't just slop it on there. I mean, but I usually, you guys serve yourselves. So that one's a little different. I used to make it look a lot more fancy, but
it's all going to the same place.
Yeah. It's really is a all, one pot meal. So I don't even take it out of the pan anymore. I serve it from the pan at the table. So anyway, I think that the human dog food, the human kibble, might be a good hack for some meals. Like if you know, eat your normal breakfast and your normal dinner and you just have slop for lunch. That's the official term that they gave it. I didn't.
You know, does that kind of give insight? Our poor animals.
Listen, honey, it's not just our animals. It's the military. And prison, yes. Your grandfather refused to eat casserole. He did not like casseroles at all. Do you ever remember eating a casserole at Honey and Pop's house?
No, they ate a lot of ham.
They did eat a lot of ham, which is why she had terrible gout in her fingers. But anyway, no, he did not like casserole because he served in the military. And if you went to the mess hall, your choice was some sort of slop casserole. I'll never forget. I was in seventh grade and I took homemaking and we learned how to make creamed tuna in toast cups. And I came.
That sounds awful.
I came home with the recipe card and I showed it to your grandparents and Pop said, "Not in my house." So she helped me make it, and everyone had to try it, and he took one bite, and he's like, it's not horrible, but please don't expect me to eat the whole thing.
And I was like, loving and tender.
Not offended. I could not be offended with that because I didn't care for it that much. It was not the worst thing I'd ever eaten, but it was also not the best thing I'd ever eaten either. So you should be glad in your life I never forced you to eat cream tuna in toast cups, even though I knew how to make it.
What's a toast cup?
Oh, you just took took bread and you kind of made a cup in a muffin pan out of the bread.
Are you kidding?
And then you toasted it in the oven. No, I'm not kidding.
They thought that was.
It was
that was a helpful life skill.
It was 1980. What more? I mean, come on. This was not, or 1979. It was the 70s.
It was the 80s, man.
It was the 80s, man. They just call me the Michael Che of mornings. It was the 80s, man. Actually, I think it was 1979. It doesn't make any difference. That was all we had at our disposal. Have you not seen the guy on TikTok who makes the weird meals?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan or whatever his name is. Yeah. Dangerous lemon pie. He made that. I saw that yesterday, and I was like, I'm making that. It had a lot of lemon in it. But it was awesome. Looked awesome. So, just saying. Anyway, I don't know about the kibble. Human kibble does not appeal to me. Can I just make regular stir fry and be done with it? You know I eat a lot of leftovers.
You could. That's true. You could be eating what they serve in prison, which is meal loaf.
No.
Don't ask.
No.
What it is.
It is leftovers all thrown into one meat-esque loaf. Nope. Your grandmother's... Since your grandmother's listening, I have to tell the funny story about the meatloaf and how when your father and I first got married and I made meatloaf and your dad said, there's no rice in it. And I laughed. I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, my mom puts rice in it. And of course, I had to tell him, that's what you do to make it go further. Because she had a husband and two boys. I just have you and me, babe. So... That was before you were born. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty picky, but it's because I have a certain way I like my food. So, and I hope that you as a child grew up thinking that it was a good thing.
No, it ruined me forever.
All right. Since you're ruined, I'll tell you goodbye and I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye.